This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2016. This is Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer was asked this Wednesday afternoon about how he felt about the way the NFL treated Tom Brady with his Deflategate suspension, and the veteran had an interesting take. Palmer said, quote, "I tried not to follow it because it was just everywhere for so long. I go back and you follow what the rule book says. You go about your business and your work. If they tell you not to do it and then you get busted and what happens happens, then you suffer the consequences. I'm sure you guys look at it a lot differently, but I know a lot of players around the league just looking at it. I don't know if you can feel too strongly one way or the other." End quote. Palmer was then asked point blank if he thought Brady was guilty, but Palmer wouldn't quite commit to that, saying, quote, "I don't know, to be honest. I felt like there was, supposedly balls went somewhere where they weren't supposed to go there. There was humidity, not enough humidity or altitude, whatever it was, I don't know. I didn't follow the story. As soon as it comes on, I just turn it off because I was so sick of hearing about it. Whatever the league comes down upon, whatever ruling they make is what they make. You don't have much of a decision after that. You can fight it for a little bit, but after a while, you've just got to abide by what they say," end quote. On Thursday morning, head coach Bill Belichick was asked about Palmer's comments about Brady. In typical fashion, Belichick said he had not seen the comments, but did say, quote, "I have a lot of respect for Carson Palmer. We've known Carson through the years, had him at the Pro Bowl. I really have a lot of respect for Carson, what he's done in his career with three different organizations. I think he's an outstanding person, an outstanding quarterback, a competitor. He's had a tremendous career," end quote. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton joined the Mike and Mike Morning Show on ESPN Radio on Thursday morning and was asked about tweeting out a picture of the Tom Brady mural at Gillette Stadium the other day. Payton explained, saying, quote, "Well, if someone's asking, I don't know if they've paid much attention to it all," end quote, referencing the one-year suspension that he served in 2012 as part of the Bountygate suspensions with the New Orleans Saints. He went on to say, quote, "There aren't a lot of people who can understand what Tom is going through. I'm one of them," end quote. Payton also explained that he has had a great relationship with the Patriots over the past several years, with the two teams holding joint practices together every training camp for the past few years. When Bill Belichick was told about Payton's comments, he showed appreciation, saying, quote, "It means a lot. I have a good friendship with Sean. We go back quite a ways. We have a great working relationship, a great professional relationship, and a good personal relationship. So I always appreciate his support. He's had ours. We've had his. Can't say that about everybody, but he certainly has been a good friend and a good supporter," end quote. And finally, Patriots fans now have a glimpse at Rob Gronkowski's progress from a preseason injury thanks to the team's first official injury report of the season. Gronkowski is included on the report with a hamstring injury, and he continues to be limited in practice. Gronkowski acknowledged the injury on Thursday when asked if he was 100%, saying, quote, "No, I'm not. Ever since that time I heard it in practice, it's been week to week with a little hammy thing. So it's been week to week, day by day, but I'm feeling good," end quote. Other players who were listed as limited participation were right guard Jonathan Cooper, linebacker Shea McClellan, left tackle Nate Solder, defensive end Trey Flowers, right guard Shaq Mason, and wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.